This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Outfielder Cedric Mullins' right hamstring strain placed on the 10-day IL retro to May 29th, which was yesterday. Cooper Hummel signed to a one-year major league contract for the 2025 season, where they DFA'd him a couple of days ago. And then transferred right-hander Cody Poteet, right shoulder inflammation, to the 60-day injured list. Ribbon with Ryan, Bob, Eddie, Ryan, Ripken, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's Pearl Jam. So Cedric Mullins been one of the bright spots, Ryan, of this Orioles season. Did miss 3 out of 4 games through the weekend into earlier this week. And I guess now we know why.
Yep. And with the hammies, they are extremely fragile, right? And it seems like it. You can move so well and cover so much ground, and you can think, well, you can play through it, but go and watch any sport where you have to be explosive. And if Cedric was maybe playing first base or being a DH or somewhere where he didn't have to maybe put that much force, I'd be curious of what that timeline could be. But the way that he plays, you know, you count on him of making an impact, especially defensively, and trying to make something happen on the base paths. And it's a bummer, Bob, you know, because Seti, the one thing for him, you know, he's been banged up over the last few years. Now, I want to give credit, though. He has battled through, but at a time where the Orioles still are trying to find a way to get in some sort of rhythm, it's never good to lose one of those main contributing factors to your ball club.
Now, as we try to figure out who replaces him in center field, and hopefully the short term, as you wait for Colton Cowser to return, which hopefully will be soon as well, I guess all signs point to Dylan Carlson here. I know Hummel's a multi-positional guy, switch hitter, but I guess Carlson with that center field experience. Remember, he was, what, second or third rookie of the year voting with St. Louis a couple years back. Does he assume that mantle? Because I think if Jorge Mateo, for instance, is in center field today, Nolan McGraw might denounce his Oriole fandom.
Yeah, I mean, Nolan made it a point to break down this door and make a proclamation that if Jorge Mateo is in center field, someone...
I think the quote was, I will lose my mind. And I think I'm not alone in that. If I have to watch another guy leap before his feet even hit the warning track to try to catch a ball in the outfield.
And, you know, I understand. I heard Manzo's comments, which I agree to this extent on. I want someone out there that I know that they're going to give it their all and they're going to give me energy when they play. And I appreciate that. That would make me want to play that person more, right? I think all of us can say if you see someone that makes the effort with mistakes, you feel better. Now, having said that, I think that that's great and all. Jorge Mateo should not play center field. You have too many other options out there that should be there, and I know you're trying to find ways to get him at bats, but he's not comfortable out there. He doesn't get the right reads. And just because you're very athletic doesn't mean you can be a very great defensive player or average. Over time, if they had said, Jorge, we really want you to work on playing center field, then that should have been focused on in the offseason, and that should have been focused on in spring training as he was coming back from his injury. If not, you got Carlson. Colton Cowser's going to be back. Hummel, I mean, sure. I think any other outfielder, to be honest, I would rather them be out there playing outfield than a guy that's played infield for the majority of his professional career.
And you have, as we saw the other night, next to him in right field, an outfielder in Heston Kerstad, who's not all that great of an outfielder. But I'll ask the question, Ryan, to you, and I'm sure our listeners want to get in as well, at 410-583-1057. Where the hell are all these outfield pieces they've been drafting over the years? Enrique Brantfield was a first-round pick, what, 2-3 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Or two? I mean, he's, what, Chesapeake?
Chesapeake.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
Bite your tongue now.
But where's all this outfield depth that they've been cultivating down on the farm?
Well, they got a couple guys in AAA and Beavers and Fabian that are, people were wondering, right, when are we going to see them? Enrique Bradfield, EBJ, he has dealt with his share of injuries. That's put his timeline a little bit behind because he needs the reps to go out there and play. So, yeah, that's where the depth is. And then Honeycutt just was drafted last year. He's going to need more time, obviously. So you're looking at it and going, well, yeah, that's where that depth is at this moment in time. And my biggest thing with and this kind of goes into the whole philosophical fundamental conversation again, is you need to be prepared to play at the big leagues, but you have to be prepared for what you need to do at the big leagues. And I don't know if that's necessarily been the case for some of the guys. And so my point again goes to with Heston, where there was debate on, do we want you to play first or play outfield? He's never played first really for this team,
right?
So I would say, yep, we want you to be able to play first. We know you can, but your spot has to be in the outfield, so we're really going to focus on what we need to get you going out there so you can get more at-bats, if that makes sense, right? Preparation for what you want your guys to be in the big leagues is way more important than hoping an opportunity comes about in the big leagues and then being thrusted into a position that makes you uncomfortable. And what happens when you're uncomfortable, Bob? You make more mistakes in the field. And then what happens? You can carry it over to the dish. And I wouldn't be surprised with Heston if he's had a little bit of both of that so far this year in Baltimore.
Well, we got a little 3-for-30-ish going on with Heston Kerstad at the plate late and trying to, you know, provide adequate defense for this Orioles outfield. So Cedric Mullins, he's on the IL. He's going to be out retro to yesterday for at least 9 days. But as Ryan said, with the hamstring, probably could be more than that. Orioles 4:30 taking on Chicago. The Birds did add to the coaching staff. Just tuning in, we'll tell you who that is. Still waiting on a lineup. Tony Manzolino is going to meet with the media coming up in about a half an hour or so. So if you want to, hey, you want to vent, we're here for you. And Ryan, you talked to a Hall of Famer too, right? With Orioles ties, we're going to hear from him.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about that one. I wonder who that could be though, Bob.
Because there's a lot of those. So stick around. You'll find out next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.